Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Big Show. No, wait a minute. This is The Mark White Show. Hang on a second. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. How are you doing, Lily O'Brien?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm currently in Los Angeles, California. I'm quarantined with my mom, brother, and sister. So we're hanging in there, but we're eager to get outside and go to the beach and have some fun.
Everybody getting along okay under this quarantine condition? Y'all are happy and satisfied together?
Yeah, for sure. The way that we found to kind of, I guess, keep our sanity is a way that me and my mom and sometimes my brother and sister, we go on a drive down to the Pacific Coast Highway and we just look at the mountains and the ocean, and it's so beautiful, and it's a great way to get out of the house while still social distancing, of course.
Oh, absolutely. And the more that we have gone through this COVID period, the more opportunities I have seen people take where they can go outside and enjoy nature more maybe than they were previously.
Yeah, we actually went to the Grand Canyon last week, and social distance, of course, but we were able to see the Grand Canyon, which was really amazing. And it was a great trip. We just drove down and stayed there one night and came back, and it was really awesome.
I think the Grand Canyon is a very easy place to social distance. What do you think?
Oh, yes, for sure. It was very easy to social distance. There wasn't too many people there. Yeah, it was the busiest in the morning, and then like we stayed later than everyone else did. So at around like 12 o'clock, it was very empty.
It looked like you might have been on the South Rim. Is that where you were?
Yes, we were.
I think it was really cool that you could see that at such a young age. Me and my wife went there. I was 29, 28 years old, so I was a little bit older when I got to see it, but still had a really great appreciation for the view and majesticness of the place.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful, and I'm so glad that I was able to see it. It was definitely on my bucket list.
For a lot of kids right now, school has been put on hold, and we've got a lot of graduates, 2020 graduates, who had to come up with creative ways to finish school. What was going on with your schooling during the time when all the schools had to close down?
Yeah, so luckily I didn't have too much of a change because I was already in an online program called Dwight Global. I'm really thankful to have this program just because it allows me to be flexible with my acting and stuff like that. So I found that for me, it hasn't been much of a change just because I was already online schooled, but they've definitely been adding more work, which isn't super great just because they're like, oh, you guys are all home, so why not? And I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, but luckily I only have about 2 weeks of school left, and then I'll be done. Yay.
That's great. 2 weeks, and they've been putting extra work on you. I tell you what, those folks, you know, if you give them a chance to give you more work, and they're going to do it.
I know, right? It's so true.
You're going to come out so smart, though. You know, people will be asking you these challenging questions. You'll be like, look, I had this extra 2 weeks, and they loaded me up. Ask me anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not the strongest at math or French. I'm currently taking French, but I'm good at English, history, and like science. Those are my strong suits. Like, I can do those, but math is a bit harder for sure.
I'm really good at Southern English.
Oh, yeah. My mom is actually an English major, so.
Okay, well, great. Well,
I have her help for some of that.
I enjoyed English more than other subjects, and math was not my strength either, but I have a nephew that is a whiz at math, and he does these equations on the boards, and they take up two or three boards in a classroom to be able to answer them. Wow. I like the simple stuff. You know, it costs me $1 to get a candy bar. I need my 25 cents back because I gave you $1.50. You know, that sort of math. That's easy for me.
Yeah. I'm not the best at math, but I'm working on it.
So as far as your friends and people that you associate with, if you're taking school this way, what were your relationships like with people your age?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to make a lot of friends on the set of The Big Show show. I came to Los Angeles with not knowing anyone just because we were moving from New York City to Los Angeles. So I only knew about one or two people, and of course the cast of The Big Show. They were really my second family for sure. Big Show and Allison, they really treated me and Raylan and Juliet like we were their own kids. And we actually got on a Zoom call the other day, which was really awesome. And we were able to say hi and talk about what we've been doing during quarantine. And just, it was really great. But something I've been doing during quarantine is just making sure to, like, FaceTime my friends, keep in contact. I just did a duet on my Instagram with Alexa LaSanta, who's one of my best friends from Florida. So that was really fun. And I feel like quarantine has given me a chance to do duets and sing and get together with my friends on Zoom that I normally wouldn't be able to, like, I guess, see. So I guess it's kind of given me a chance to kind of broaden who I talk to all of the time. And that's been really awesome.
And the first way that I found out about you was actually through your voice, through a song that I heard you were singing through Instagram. Then I found out, okay, this show called The Big Show Show. And I knew who The Big Show was because I remember watching wrestling years ago. And I was a kid when I was watching The Big Show, which is interesting to me. And the character is a wrestler who has retired. He's a dad to his daughters and taking care of his family.
The Big Show Show is a Netflix family comedy about WWE wrestler The Big Show. And I am so grateful to have worked on The Big Show Show. It's definitely a dream come true to be on a Netflix show, a family comedy. It's so amazing. And if you guys haven't already, please go check out The Big Show Show. It's on Netflix. And make sure to tell all of your friends about it, because we're still waiting to hear about a season two, which would be so amazing. And yeah, I'm just so thankful to have been a part of the show. And make sure to go watch it.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Will you stick with me, Lily?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Folks, right now we're talking to Lily O'Brien, Lily Brooks O'Brien, and she's here on The Mark White Show, as opposed to The Big Show Show right now. Hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi. I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we have on the line with us Lily Brooks O'Brien. Our first segment, we talked a little bit about her COVID-19 experience, spending time going to the Grand Canyon and still connecting with her friends through Zoom and even connecting with some of her fellow actors from the Big Show show. Also talking about a little bit about the show itself. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Lily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, obviously you're well-spoken. How old are you now, Lily?
I'm 13 years old.
13. And you grew up in New York City?
Yeah. Yes, I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee until I was about 8 years old. And then I moved to New York City after I played Matilda in the national tour of Matilda the Musical.
Okay, so you're a Memphis girl.
I am.
Wow. One of my good friends I grew up across the street from in Athens, Alabama, he owns two barbecue restaurants up there in Memphis called Baby Jack's Barbecue.
Cool. Yeah. I might have been there once.
Bartlett and Arlington. Those are the two areas where they're at.
Yeah, we actually lived kind of close to both of those places, actually.
Well, let me tell you a quick story. My buddy Will Clem, like I said, we grew up across the street from each other. We were childhood friends. I called him one day and I said, hey, I've got this radio show and I would like for you to be a sponsor through Baby Jack's Barbecue. Well, he said, Mark, you know, Memphis is so far from Athens. How is that going to reach people in Memphis? I said, we've got families that are going to St. Jude, it seems like every day, for treatment. If you would give me gift certificates to give to these families, then I could actually just give these gift certificates to these families and help them out, and they could eat at Baby Jack's. And so Will started giving me gift certificates to give to St. Jude families, and we have been able to feed these families and have them go to Bartlett or Arlington to try the barbecue and just have something they can enjoy together.
That's so amazing. I'm so glad that you guys are doing that. I myself am a supporter of St. Jude. I actually held a benefit concert for St. Jude to raise money. And it was basically where a lot of kids from Los Angeles, Broadway kids, kids from TV, we all sang songs together. And me and my friend Dallas Young hosted it. And basically, we had fun, we sang, and we raised money for St. Jude.
And that's an excellent organization that we've had so many young people that have had some really good results. And of course, you follow these families in their journey and the struggle that they go through St. Jude, and you see the wonderful work, and to have an appreciation for what these families do go through and the challenge they face, the best thing we can do is to try to give them help and support through that journey.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so glad that I was able to raise money for St. Jude and just support them. Since I lived in Memphis, Tennessee, St. Jude was a very big part of my life. One year, I actually, for my birthday, I decided to get all of my friends who went to my birthday party to just donate a little bit of money to St. Jude. And I ended up going to the hospital and giving them the check. And I was able to have a tour of the hospital. It was really amazing. And ever since then, I've been a huge supporter of St. Jude. I think that the work that they do is so and so incredible and inspiring. And I'm so grateful to be able to work with them.
Did you go down the musical stairs?
We did. It was so much fun. Yeah.
I've got a buddy that he showed me the his name's Colt, and he showed me the musical stairs, and he took my daughter, and they went up and down the stairs with the music playing. That was the coolest thing. We went to the little theater. That was awesome that they can go into the theater and watch the little programs. I loved it.
It's so amazing, and I'm so glad that they have that hospital. It's really amazing.
So you still stay connected with St. Jude even to this day right now?
Yes. So we actually, me and my mom had a call with someone from St. Jude, LA, just to talk about things that we could do during quarantine to help raise awareness for St. Jude and raise money and stuff like that. So I'm really thankful for that.
When you were in Memphis, when did you decide that you wanted to act?
So I decided that I wanted to act when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was a baton twirler before then. I was in gymnastics, dance, and I was definitely a performer before then, but I had never really, I guess, considered acting as one of the things that I could do. But one day, my mom took me to go see a play at our community theater in Memphis. And during intermission, I was like, "Mom, this is what I want to do." And my mom was like, okay, because she wasn't really sure how to be an acting mom. She didn't know anything about it or anything, so she was a little bit scared, but she put me into a few camps at our community theater. The first role that I played was actually a bunny rabbit in Sleeping Beauty, which was really cool. And up to that day, I still have this little like bunny glass figure. It has lost one of its ears in us moving to different apartments and stuff, but I tried to glue it back on. It did not work, but it's still beautiful. And I'm glad that I have it. And it's after that, I did more camps. And one day I told my mom that I wanted to do film and TV. That's where my mom was like, okay.
That was taking it a step further,
for
huh?
A few months, she was like, I kept asking her for months and months and months. And she like kept putting it off because she was not sure how to do that. And one day my dad was like, "We got to figure this out." So she put me into some background work thinking that I was not going to like it like at all. I went and I did the background work and I was like, "I love this so much." So that totally backfired on my mom. But that's okay, because here I am now and we're good.
And you were 5 when you were doing this background work, or 4 or 6?
I was about 7 years old when I was doing background work.
Okay.
Just because I did about 2-3 years of community theater before I decided I wanted to be in film and TV.
I was just thinking while you were talking about your little figurine, when I was in a play in the second grade, it was called The Dinosaur, and I actually played the dinosaur. So I was hunkered down behind this big green painted dinosaur, and my grandmother at the end of the play, she gave me this little clown. I didn't get a dinosaur, but I got a clown, and it's this little clown figurine, and its ear's broken too, but it still means a lot to me because she just wanted to say I did a great job in that particular play.
Yeah, my grandmother gave this to me, and I'm so thankful that I have it. Just it's a memory of why I started acting. It was so much fun and so amazing, and yeah.
Grandparents can be the best.
Oh, yes, they really can. Hopefully, I can go visit my grandparents when this is all over and make sure that they're still safe and everything. We've been staying in touch for sure to make sure that they're social distancing, and just we're glad that we can keep in touch during this time.
When you're traveling around and you become an actress, and the way that y'all travel from Memphis to New York to Los Angeles, it can kind of become Lily-centered. How do y'all keep the balance in your family where everybody has their own role to play?
Yeah, so it's definitely very hard just because my mom has to be with me while I'm on set, and we can't normally bring my brother or my sister on set with us. So it is definitely hard sometimes because it can feel like everything that my mom does is for me. But we try and keep it very neutral at home, and we all do our own chores, and we have family game nights, and we watch TV together. And whenever we go visit my grandparents or my uncle or anything, I honestly don't even feel like I'm on a Netflix show or anything. I feel like I'm just in a really amazing family, and I have my cousins and my uncle and my aunt, and they all treat me the same, which is really awesome.
I want you to reach out in a message to young people and encourage them during this time to not give up and don't slow down and to keep trying to move forward in their life so that when we come out of this period, they'll be that much better and ready to be a part of their wonderful community and make a difference.
One way that I've definitely tried to keep myself creative and not make sure I don't give up during this time, because it's so easy to think, I can't go see my friends. I can't, you know, I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I just give up. But something that I've been doing that's really helpful is just I've collaborated with a few of my friends, and we've been able to sing songs together and make people's day, which is amazing. And I'm so glad that during this time we're able to stay connected, because we have such amazing technology and we have ways to stay connected. So make sure to stay connected and don't give up, because we're all in this together. It'll be over soon and we'll be able to see our friends and go do really fun things, but we're all in this together and it'll be over soon. So just dream big and, you know, never give up.
I love it. Well, and I know that there's somebody out there who needed to hear that right now. And that's the most important thing. If we can reach one person and make a difference in their life, that is success for today. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Lily.
Thank you so much. Make sure to watch the Big Show and follow my Instagram, Lily Brooks O'Brien. I'm posting singing videos with all my friends, which is really, really fun. And I'm glad I'm able to do that. And yeah, thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Folks, we have been talking to Lily Brooks O'Brien from the Big Show. I've enjoyed this conversation with her. It's good to have a young person and their perspective on the program as well, and have an opportunity to reach out to other young people. I hope that if you have a young person in your home, if you're a caretaker of a young person, that you will allow them to hear this message and to find ways that they can make a difference right now. I've seen so many kids that have done some amazing things during this time, and I'm so thankful for those young people and the example that they are for young and old. We appreciate Lily Brooks O'Brien joining us here on the Mark White Show today. I hope you'll tune in next time. You have been listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Special kind of key.